This is Electric Sisterhood Podcast episode number 173. Assassinate Creed? Where do I sign up? Electric Sisterhood, home of the best,
the fucking best,
gaming, gadget, and anime podcast. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I am Pandalicious.
Welcome to another episode of our podcast, children.
Hi.
Are you getting ready to go shopping?
No.
What'd you buy me?
Nothing.
What'd you give me for Christmas?
Nothing yet.
You suck.
I ain't got no money right now.
Oh, don't.
But you know what we do have?
What do we have?
Our website.
That's true. And it is a pretty damn good gift, if I have to say so myself, and not just because I built it. So if you're not aware, you make sure that you're checking us out on the website at www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use a short address, which is
esh.mobi. That's esh.mobi. The short address will bounce you to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles, or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and you can also listen to some really great podcasts coming out of the ESH camp.
That's right. You can check out some podcasts created by our very own ESH crew members, because we are family and we love our own. But we're not incestuous like most animes would have you believe. So make sure that you're checking out some great entertainment. If you want a little bit of, anarchy and in-your-faceness about things of a geek nature and a theater nature and a sports nature or just fun in general, you want to check out the Boston Bastard Brigade at bostonbastardbrigade.com. The podcast is co-hosted by our very own King Baby Duck, and you can check out some of the stuff that they have on their website. Their podcasts go out every Tuesday, so we can kick off your week with our podcast Monday. Then you can listen to King Baby Duck's show on Tuesday with the whole bastard wench bunch. And then on Wednesday, that's right, we get you to Hump Day, folks. Wednesday, our very own Deuces Wild hits you up with an episode of Geek Aggro from his Collective Geek website. So it's just ridiculous how much entertainment we've got flowing your way. And if you need to get all the way to the weekend, we got you covered there too, because you can follow us on Twitter and keep up with the random things that just kind of spout forth from our internet minds.
Yeah. They're just minds?
Well,
they're in our minds, but then we put them on the internet.
Right, so it's kind of like a internet collective? So are we Borg?
We might be.
It's a possibility. I don't know. But you can follow me at www.twitter.com/ninjasista.
And I'm at www.twitter.com/ladyesh.
And you can follow King Baby Duck at www.twitter.com/king_baby_duck. And you can follow Deuces Wild at www.twitter.com/deuceswild. And if you want all the ESH news goodness that you can't necessarily go to our website for, because we may have a picture or two that you don't want your boss to see, you can follow that stuff on our news Twitter account at www.twitter.com/ESH news. We've got you covered all week long, people, pretty much. You can't ask for much more, and if you do, you're not gonna get it. Stop being greedy bastards.
And learn to share.
Because sharing is caring. Thus That's what spoke Eshmom.
Eshmom.
And she's right. She's never wrong. And she'll tell you that. At least every so often.
Yes.
So right. With that out of the way, we don't really have any questions this week to kind of go over that are fitting. We're preparing for our holiday issues, so be on the ears for that, because that's not necessarily a lookout, because it's going to be a podcast mostly. But I think we'll put a post up on the website, too, to help you figure out what to buy and what not to buy this holiday season, because, money is tight. Toy. You can't really see that hand action, but
no.
Toy. Trust me,
and
it's adorable.
And sadly, that's not what I think when I think of the word tight, but, you know, whatever.
Oh,
I know, I went there.
Okay.
Wow. It's they know even, what I mean, that's and that's even, all that matters.
That far into the show. So, anyway, got a bunch of things to talk about this week. I'm actually going to take the mic of 1,000 Truths first to talk about a couple things. Then I'll hand it back over to you, Panda. And if we got any extra time, I'll get to the third thing. And if not, it'll show up on the website at some point in time.
All right, then. Let's hit the ground running.
Let's. So there's been a lot of things that have come out this month. I mean, October and November together were a ridiculous month for new titles. Okay? Mm. DJ Hero.
Yes.
Lego Rock Band,
oh,
Fairy Tale Fights,
oh,
the Bayonetta demo. Okay, you had the Abbey Road DLC. You now have the Sgt. Pepper's DLC for Beatles Rock Band, Uncharted 2, Tekken 6. Modern Warfare 2.
That's a lot of games.
I'm forgetting a lot of them, and there are many that I didn't play. But I'm going to talk about one that I have been playing.
And what is it, Ninja? What is it?
Assassin's Creed 2.
You got it, you bitch. Wait, what'd you get it for?
Xbox.
Ooh.
So
maybe I can's borrows.
Possibly you can has.
Yes!
I said possibly.
Aw.
There's a in there.
Okay, well, why don't you tell them about the game?
All right, so first off, I'm going to preface all of this with the first Assassin's Creed game.
Oh, I'll plug my ears.
No. I'm not going to give anything away. I'm going to talk about my experience with the gameplay.
Yeah, like...
I am not spoilerlicious.
I didn't say that, but
that's
I didn't
job.
Like the first one, so I'm going to block my ears.
Well, no, here's the deal. I didn't like the first one either. You don't have to block your ears.
Okay.
I bought it, and it was one of the first games for the Xbox 360 that I nearly immediately, and I'm talking like within 2 days... brought it back to GameStop and traded it in to buy something else.
Wow.
Because it was so repetitive. You know, all the trailers and all the hype that we'd seen for the first game really led you to think that you were going to be playing an assassin and it was going to be set in that time. And so when all the digital stuff started showing up and people were glowing and I didn't quite understand why, I was like, I don't understand. What am I doing here? Who are these people? And why are they in my room? You know, that kind of thing. And then the Animus showed up, and who's this Desmond kid? And why is he shut up in a room all by himself all the time? You know, that kind of stuff.
White everywhere, and I don't understand.
You know, it makes me very, very... Well, it worries me when that happens.
When there's a lot of white around, oh boy, well, aren't
no,
you?
No, that's not what I meant. Will you stop it?
Okay,
you're going to make me sound racist.
I'm sorry.
Closest rooms are white.
My room's white.
It's more of a beige, really. It's kind of an eggshell. Anyway, I was really, really taken aback by not the twist in the story of the, you know, and this is nothing I'm spoiling for anyone, because by now you've at least... played Assassin's Creed 1, or a demo for it, or 2, or have the game.
Or have a friend who's played it and is bitching about it.
Exactly. So, basically in the game, you are reliving the history of this bloodline that Desmond is a part of. And he comes from a long, long line of assassins. And it is basically the story being told of a war between the Templars and the assassins.
Okay.
The Templars have basically kidnapped Desmond, and they're looking for something. And so they are going through and having Desmond relive parts of his ancestry in hopes of finding the clues to get this thing that they're looking for. Okay. You learn through one that there are these pieces of Eden that they are looking for. We're not exactly sure why. But there's some kind of power that having and tracking down all the pieces of Eden will actually reveal. And this is what the Templars want. In 2, you get broken out of the Templars' capture. And you're now going to be trained by the assassins on how to be an assassin and follow in the bloodline that you are a part of. And the way that this is going to happen is that they are going to have you relive the life of one of the most great, I should say, or renowned would be a better word, assassins. Ezio Auditore.
Have a problem with
Auditore.
That
Auditore. Well, you know, when you've been drinking, it doesn't necessarily go trippingly.
You were drinking tea today. No excuse for you.
Alabama Slammer, baby. Alabama Slammer. Okay, anyway. Good tea. So, the first levels of the game are you getting out of Templar capture. The first game, however, took a little while to get you to the point where you realized that you were a person captured and all that kind of stuff, so it was a little jarring. But for me, what ruined the first game was I spent more time jumping off of really, 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 really tall places into little tiny bales of hay and somehow not dying all the time. Like, the first mission that I remember from the first game was me finding all these viewpoints, climbing and scaling up these buildings, looking out over the viewpoint, and then jumping off of it into a bale of hay over and over and over and over again. I really didn't spend a whole lot of time killing people, which, right, if you have a game called Assassin's Creed, you know, an assassin being the first word in the game, I was like, why am I not killing people all the time? I'm only killing
people
some of the time.
Maybe you should be killing Creed.
And I can't just kill random people. And if I bump into people, they don't bump back. And I just want to fight. Why can't I fight? I'm an assassin. WTF.
You're an assassin of Creed, so you're killing religions. Wow, I just got deep.
No, if I was an assassin of Creed, that band would no longer exist, and I would be praised by many.
Not that bad. I meant Creed. Well, they need to get rid. We need assassins for them.
We need assassins for Creed. For sure.
Especially that lead singer.
Oh, no, I can't. Stop trying to be Joe Cocker. You're not.
Anyway.
Moving on. So, two. I bought. Mostly because we haven't gotten as much love from the Ubisoft folks as we'd like.
I know.
But we're working on that. I'm thinking
Hug
of maybe,
us, we have cookies.
I'm thinking of maybe sending them a cookie basket. You know, like put little bunnies on it and stuff. Be like,
can you
we
even
heart
bake?
You. Girl, I can bake.
Okay.
I don't do lattice pies, but yes, I can bake.
Okay.
Just I can checking. Also cook. I can make a pot roast that'll make you cry.
This bitch didn't get no cookies. How the fuck do I know?
Well, look, we got taught different things to cook, okay?
Yeah.
I went back and learned how to bake.
I know
I
how to
do
bake.
Pies. I do cakes.
I can do pie.
I do cake.
And I can do
so
cake, and
brownie. Cupcake, brownie, cookie. Yo, I got that shit.
And I had no mac and cheese.
Kraft macaroni and cheese doesn't count.
No, I know Eshmom's secret recipe, biatch.
Dude, do you know how long it took me to get that recipe? Anyway, we're getting off topic. Let's get back. It's the bomb, by the way, people.
If you, I have
mom's macaroni. I take pictures every time she makes it.
Ask me. I will show you a picture of this delicious.
I will show you. We will show you.
But I will never share it with you. Yeah. But I will show it to you.
So, I think that Ubisoft heard people's cries when it came to 2, which was probably part of the reason why they spent so much time on it. Because a lot of the repetitive things are not as repetitive. They're not as blatant. There's more of an emphasis on combat. It's still about piecing the story together. Okay, so it is still about going through Desmond's lineage and finding the pieces of Eden. And I'm not going to spoil it because I haven't finished it yet. I've been trying really, really hard not to string the story together, but I do like how things are blended through history more. They do a lot more to relay a story, I think, in this game than the first game, which is why I've been able to get 6 missions in already on this game. And I just picked it up, well, by the time you hear this, 3 days ago. Ooh. So my thing about it is, it seems to be more about trying to get an entire arc told across multiple games. Now at this point, with solid gameplay, there are still some things that I'm not really happy about. There are times that the camera moves too fast around an area, so it makes it a little bit difficult to free move. Everything that you know from the first game, as far as the mechanics, is different this
really?
Go round. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, to give you an idea, do you remember how free running worked in the first game?
Yes.
Okay, and you remember how frustrating it was because you had to hold the trigger and mash buttons over and over and over again, and you could only free run in designated places?
Yeah, I remember that.
No more. You can free run pretty much just around everywhere.
Nice, I like that idea.
Okay.
Get to ride ponies in this one?
You get to horse ride, yes.
Yes! Okay.
And, you know, you're assassins, so you don't just step to the side and mount the horse. You pretty much run and jump.
Oh my god, that's so clutch.
In the back, and you're like, boink! And you're like, giddy up! Ta-ta-ta!
Because he's a pimp.
Ezio, first of all, Ezio is a little bit of a Lothario.
Ooh.
There will be an episode or two where, you know, I mean, there's a point where your mom even makes a comment to you of needing an outlet, and you're like, I have plenty of outlets, and she goes, I'm not talking about vagina.
Wow.
And for a second, I was like, wa-cha-wa-wa?
Oh my god, I need to see this.
My mom said, what? Which is really funny. Oh. Gameplay elements that I do enjoy. Like I said, there are a lot more opportunities for melee, so you're not forced into stealth as much. There are still some times where it is your best friend, you know, blending into crowds, which, you know, is just learning how to slowly walk amongst people. That works. The pickpocketing system is pretty straightforward and simple. Bump into a person and you steal their coin purse, just keep walking and they won't report it.
But because like, the minute you stop, they're like, my shit's been
my
stolen.
Money! Guards! Like I said, there is more effort put on having melee. So there are some objectives that you have to achieve that you just can't do without taking out some people. And sometimes that's a stealth kill, and sometimes that's creating a diversion in order to make your kill. So there are times where you can, you know, throw money, and people will be like, oh, gold! And they go running after your gold. So you can get them to move out of the way. So you're not necessarily killing them as much as getting them to move. There are other times where you can hire a band of thieves to create a diversion, or to fight guards so that you can slip by a place. Or you can just straight up jump off of a building and stab dudes in the head.
I like that idea.
I like that option. And I like doing it because you just come flying from the sky and bam, blade thingy right in the head.
That sounds like fun.
And this time you don't have to give up your finger in order to get the blade.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good because, you know, you only have so many fingers.
Well, and I think they decided to do that not to pull away from the history of the assassin clan, because that actually is something that they brought from history. But I think it would be a little bit disturbing, or I think that Ubisoft decided that it'd be a little bit disturbing, since Ezio does eventually get the option to have dual blade thingies,
to have him
lose 2 fingers.
Well, I bet his mom would be happy about, you know, the Lothario.
It's a ring of fingers, so it's not really
all right,
the...
never mind. It's not the fingers I was thinking.
You know what? That's another podcast.
Sorry.
We're not hosting that one.
Okay.
But the story does have a lot more to it. You end up in a villa that you are responsible for, and you can earn money and reinvest that money in the villa. And the more that you do, the better off the villa becomes. As far as gameplay, it doesn't necessarily directly affect your gameplay, but it does if you're an achievement whore, because there are achievements for, you know, revitalizing your village, just like there are achievements for progressing to certain points. I enjoy it. And I did not enjoy the first one.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to completing it. I'm enjoying the story. I'm enjoying Ezio's character. You know, I find it very easy to believe that he wants vengeance, and that is what's drawn him into this life. And I would say that if you thought Assassins 1 could have been so much more, you should give Assassins 2 a try. It is absolutely worth a rental. If you're an Ubisoft fan, if you're an action fan, if you're a fan of good story, it's worth a purchase.
It seems like they got you, Ninja.
Yeah, I mean, it looks great. It's, you know, like with most games on the new platforms, there are some camera things that could be addressed, but I enjoy the game much more than I did the first. So out of five, I'm going to have to say I'm going to have to give it a 3.5. It's not perfect. No,
but
I'll
what
take
is?
That back. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to give them credit for improving from the previous one. I'm going to give them a 4.
Okay.
Because there are so many things that I enjoy. And I'm going to review this again when I do finish the game, because it's one of the ones that I'm committing to finish, to see if getting through the whole story, if it makes it any better or not.
Okay, then.
So that's Assassin's Creed 2. Totally worth a rental. At minimum, I think, definitely worth purchase.
Okay.
I don't care which platform you play it on, because it's multi-platform.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing up on my list. Lots of social thingies hit Xbox Live officially for everybody this week. Yay! Icon has Twitter and Facebook and Last.fm and Zune Marketplace on my Xbox. Yay! Okay, so here's the first one I gotta kick out. The Zune Marketplace thing, because I don't have a Zune. Unless Microsoft wants to give me a Zune, I'm not gonna have a Zune anytime too soon. So, can't talk about that. I've already talked about Facebook and Twitter on the Xbox Live. So what does that leave? Last.fm! You're supposed to go, huzzah!
Sorry.
You missed it.
I'm sorry, I was still being overwhelmed by the giant amount of gay coming from Facebook on Xbox L.
And that's
gay spelled G-H-E-Y for those out there. No homo.
Oh,
no homo. God. Facebook is gay. On Xbox Live.
We're just going to leave that and we're going to get rid of that. We're just going to focus on this.
Yay.
So when I talked about Twitter and Facebook, I said that I really didn't see them taking off on the platform because it's not something that I can do in addition to my gaming. Okay, I have to completely come out of an arcade game, or completely come out of a game that I'm playing and go into the application and exit the application. So it's not an additional thing. It's a whole thing on its own. And I don't see really a huge market going, oh my god, I need to Twitter right now from my dashboard, and running over and stopping everything else that they're doing to go in and, without a keyboard, put in 140 characters using a thumbstick. It's painful. Same thing with Facebook. But Last.fm is different.
Sorry.
Last.fm is streaming music. Okay? Very much like your Pandora. And I was actually using Last.fm way, 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 way before I ever heard of Pandora. And I think Last.fm is actually older than Pandora, but I'm not sure. So any internet nerds out there that know the answer, pop me a stat on that, because I'm not really going to go and look that up. Questions at esh.mobi. But I don't really use my Xbox as a media server. I already have a box that is my media server. And I don't really feel like moving stuff over to my Xbox because I feel like my hard drive space, especially since it's limited to, you know, being a finite unit that Microsoft will sell me. It's not like I can just go out and buy a new 250 gig drive for that sucker because they don't do that.
They don't?
No, you can only get a 250 gig drive if you buy one of those special boxes that has one. The largest drive that you can buy for an Xbox is a 120 gig, and you get to use a piece of hardware, a cable basically, that they sell special with it, that will do a one-time move of your information from one drive to another drive.
Oh.
Which is that 120. And that it's one way to, one, keep people from pirating things, you know, DLC, download content, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But it locks you in because it's not like it's just any hard drive that you can buy. You have to get this proprietary guy, and they only sell it in 120. And Microsoft has repeatedly said that they have no intentions of selling a 250 gig drive by itself separately like they do the 120. So I'm not really into the idea of buying a lot of movies and TV shows or music that are only going to exist on my Xbox drive. Especially because I don't have a Zune to move them off to then move them to a computer. I assume that you can do that. I don't know because I don't have one. But Last.fm intrigued me because the idea of streaming music based on what I enjoy while I'm on my Xbox kind of intrigues me. Even though I have a media server, there are still a lot of artists that I don't know about. There's still a lot of music that I don't already own. And streaming media to me is a great way to find new things. So I thought I'd kickstart the Last.fm stuff the other day. And I gotta say, I actually enjoy Last.fm on my Xbox.
Really?
Yeah. So for me, I like discovering new sounds. I love just about all types of music. The exceptions, new age, if it's not Enya, and that stuff that's passing for country, that's not really country, it's just pop music with a fiddle in the background.
Taylor Swift.
Well, Taylor kind of...
I like Taylor.
Look, here's the thing about Taylor Swift. She does kind of sing with a twang. So I'll let Taylor Swift side, especially because Kanye gave her some shit. So I'm going to give her a couple. She's going to get a pass. Okay. But she's only going to get a pass because of the Kanye stuff, because she's a pop singer. I'm sorry. She's not really country. I know she plays guitar, and that's cool and all. So does Avril Lavigne. But still, pop singers. Anyway, Taylor gets a pass.
Okay.
The streaming music is really interesting to me in the way that they implemented Last.fm on the Xbox, because they still have all your channels. You do have to create a Last.fm account, and you can sign in, and you can scrabble through your music, which basically lets you kind of, you know, mix and match things up. And there's a neat little algorithm for figuring out, oh, you listen to Talking Heads, which means you're probably going to like Elvis Costello. Yes. Yes, I am. You are correct. Please proceed and play. But what I enjoy about it is that there are so many stations that other users create that it allows me to discover some music that I wouldn't necessarily find on my own. I like that when it's playing a channel, that it actually goes out and tries to find some artwork for either the song that's playing or various pictures of that artist that it plays a slideshow of while the songs are playing. It's very easy to like or dislike a song and to skip forward and to skip back. So if you're into discovering music, I think that Last.fm is a great choice since it's the only streaming music choice that you have on your Xbox. And since it's already hooked up to your TV and hopefully hooked up to a good stereo system, something you can pull off. So if you haven't tried it out yet, you should definitely give it a shot. It's not a replacement for your own music on your own media server, or just, you know, connecting your own music library up to your TV and speaker system somehow. But it's a damn good alternative. And doesn't take up any hard drive space.
Nice.
So that's my stuff. What do you got for the people?
I have a game.
No!
So attention, parents, gaming parents who want to bring their children into gaming who have not done so yet.
What?
Well, I mean, you might not have given your kid a control yet because you've been playing games so much and you're like, no, it's still my turn.
Sharing is caring, people.
Parents, that's step one of parenting. But I mean, say you're a parenting, you know, a parent in gaming and you want your kids to play some stuff, but you don't want them, you know, battling zombies yet.
Yeah, 6-year-olds should not be
fighting
Nazis
yet. Terrorism, sex.
Not yet.
But you don't want them sitting there, you know, fapping their Wii controllers to Cooking Mama. You want to give them something else, you know, and, oh, dare I say, music inclined?
Uh-oh.
So you should already know where I'm going.
I know where you're going.
You know, I'm going Rock Band, but with Legos. And it's really funny because when you see this game, you think, oh, this is totally just for kids, and I mean, yeah, it is definitely geared towards a much younger gamer fan base, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it also kind of warmed the cockles and my heart.
Cockle area?
Maybe even in the colon. I don't know. But, I mean, we grew up in the age of Legos, where, you know, you kind of had to have an imagination.
No, I couldn't have Legos after you got that one stuck in your nose.
You know, people didn't need to know about that.
My Legos got taken away.
Regardless, before...
Because you had to put Legos up your nose.
For our particular incident, Ninja, we lived in a time where we had Legos. And we built... I mean, you built things and I built towers.
And put Legos up your nose. All I wanted to do was build houses.
She built houses.
It was the first boy toy I was ever able to have.
I know, our mother was very keen on making sure we had gender-specific toys.
And which, then you put the Lego in your nose!
Sorry! I can't go back in the time now. It happened.
It's okay.
Deal with it.
I got Legos now and Tinker Toys. I'm good.
Regardless.
Sorry.
It's a Lego universe. I mean, we've seen this franchise of games with, I don't know, Lego Batman, Lego Indiana Jones...
Lego Your Mama, Lego Cooking Mama.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to go there, but okay.
Lego Uncharted 2.
Oh my god, that would look gorgeous in Legos. Anyway, so I mean, it is totally keyed down. I mean, granted, none of the songs in the game have any swears in them, not that any of the ones from Rock Band really did either. You know, they went out of their way to censor it, so not in a sense...
Well, they got bleeped, but still...
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, no, because like in Master Exploder, he never even says "fucking."
I know
it doesn't get blanked out. They blanked it out. So I mean, they could have essentially done the exact same thing here with Lego Rock Band, but you know, they did want to give it more of an upbeat, friendly, kid-friendly, you know, environment, which it totally does. But it also panders to those of us who grew up in the time where we did everything Lego. I mean, there are still some of us who have their Lego collections in the house somewhere. I'm looking at you.
No, you're not. I am. I don't have my Lego collection. I went out and bought a new set of Lego
stuff. But you got one. And everyone.
I'm reclaiming my childhood. I freely admit it.
That's right. And it's really weird because these Lego games, I think, kind of relive that for people who, you know, have small children or dogs and don't want any accidents. Like ones mentioned earlier today.
It's like Legos up the nose.
But regardless.
I'm just saying.
I mean, outside
that's
of
not
the fact
where Legos
that,
go.
Outside of the fact that it's a Lego universe.
Why would anybody put Legos up their nose?
How old was I?
I'll let it go.
Anyway.
Four.
So, I mean, outside of the fact that, you know, the whole universe is Legos. I mean, everything is made out of Legos. Even the people. But that's, you know, essentially the whole Lego universe. Anyway.
Right.
So, I mean. It's still very cookie cutter. It is Rock Band with Legos.
Right.
You can customize your person, though the general generic ones kind of look like Kanye West with a guitar. I'm Lennon and some white haired chick. And of course your standard punk rocker with like the spikes coming out of his head, but you can mod all that. And they do bring some of the original styles that were over in Rock Band and Rock Band 2 for your little Lego people. However, they do make it a little bit more interactive. I mean, granted this was published by Warner Brothers, so this should not be surprising.
Right.
I'm not too far in my game right now, but I actually got to a special set list. And I mean, I think when they were demoing it, this is what they had shown, that you see these two, these construction Lego guys, and they want to tear down this building. And they bring in this wrecking ball made out of Legos. You know, when he gives the signal for him to start, you know, demolishing this building, and you see the wrecking ball made out of Legos hit the side of this building, and it crumbles because it's made out of Legos.
Right.
So it doesn't really do its job. So then he's like, okay. You know, well, he doesn't speak anything because they're Legos and they don't have a voice. They have, like, weird sounds. Okay. You know, so he motions for explosives. I'm like, okay, explosives will definitely take out that building.
Right.
Nope. No. Doesn't even dent it. Now, mind you, your band is, like, off in the corner, which makes no sense because no band would be practicing outside of a construction site. But for the fact of the universe, let's just say that they do.
Okay.
And you're tuning your guitar, and he notices that your guitar is shattering glass. So he decides that he's going to put you in this condemned building where you're going to rock out to a surprise song from the original Rock Band or Rock Band 2 set lists. Mm-hmm. And depending on how well you do the song, at the end of it, you demolish the building with the power of rock.
The power of rock compels you. The power of rock compels you.
And I seriously liked it because throughout the whole game, I mean, usually like in Rock Band and Rock Band 2, you're not really paying attention to whatever's going on in the background because you're too busy looking at the highway.
Right.
I mean, do you get the same kind of reaction in this game? I found myself wanting to look at the background more than looking at the highway. And, I mean, there were a couple times where I would miss some Legos on the highway. But that's okay because I wanted to see what was going on.
So
and
Legos fly down the highway?
Yeah, instead of little, you know, colored nodes, they're little colored Legos.
Oh, that's cute.
And instead of money, you get studs.
Okay.
You know, like, mm-hmm. And you know, you get fans, the little Lego people. And you, at first, like, you get cars, and depending on what car you have, those are the venues that you can play.
Okay.
So you first get this really crappy van, you know, but then you get a bigger
van. Every van starts out in a crappy van.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, and it's all made out of Legos, and sometimes during the loading screens, they'll show you, like, blueprints of the construction of them,
mm-hmm.
so you can see them. So, I mean, anyone who is, you know, a hardcore fan of this game and wanted to emulate the cars that you get in the game, they show you what pieces are in there. So you could probably construct them. I mean, it is so family friendly, it's unfucking believable. I mean, in terms of soundtrack stuff, because I mean the thing about this game, it got a lot of moderate reception. Like, people weren't like, oh my god, Lego Rock Band, but they weren't like, oh my god, Lego Rock Band.
Well, you know, when we first started talking, we were like, yeah, so Lego Rock Band, probably still going to get it, but probably not going to revitalize or
I mean, a lot of people who've done reviews of it fairly, you know, recently, I should say, because it didn't get released until the 3rd of November. So it hasn't been out for very long. But still,
let me ask you this, because I'm really curious. Talk to me a little bit about the music in the Lego Rock Band.
I was just about to get to that.
Oh, yay!
So I was already ahead of you.
Man, this is you. This is it. This is you on top of it. See how that works? Bam.
So I mean, like I said, the reception was kind of moderate, but a lot of people saw this game as just a track pack to Rock Band and Rock Band, like Rock Band 2.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're curious about why I say that, is because inside of each Lego Rock Band, there's a code that allows you to, you know, bring over songs from Lego Rock Band to your Rock Band 2.
Okay,
and
there are
songs that you don't already have on your set list there. So let me give you a few songs that I've already played that are on the set list. So Accidentally in Love, Counting Crows, Shrek. I loved that song. That's on there. Breakout by the Foo Fighters is there. Crocodile Rock by Elton John. The Police, Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic is on there. Final Countdown is on there.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I kid you not. I kid you not. The Ghostbusters theme is on there.
Oh, Kick-Ass.
Into Deep by Sum 41. Kung Fu Fighting is on there. Life is a Highway. I mean, there are a good chunk of songs that I'm sure a lot of us would have liked to have seen in Rock Band just because they're enjoyable songs, not because they're full of, you know, they're not brimming in rock culture, but they're just songs that we'll hear on the radio and go, man, I really liked that.
Well, the feeling that I got out of Lego Rock Band was that they wanted to make a rock band that was more accessible for more people to play. Not necessarily family-oriented, but, you know, for instance, there's a big difference of playing Rock Band 2 and playing Beatles Rock Band as far as difficulty with songs. Okay, I can play most of the Beatles Rock Band songs as far as drums go on expert because they're not as challenging as the ones in Rock Band on expert. Because Rock Band to me is kind of like, or at least my feeling in looking at these games now is like there's the, well, just like you have easy, medium, hard, and expert levels mm-hmm. in the game, I think that they're really trying to get to putting out easy, medium, hard, and expert games. And like Rock Band is where the experts go, where you want to be competitive and have songs that are really hard rock songs to guitar or to sing or to drum. Okay, right. Battery is not, by Metallica, is not an accessible song for most people to play on anything other than easy.
Hmm, all right, I will take that.
Okay, whereas so you see
Rock Band and Rock Band 2 is where the experts who want to compete go.
Right.
And then you've got Rock Band, you know, music aficionados who just enjoy the music and, you know, they might be in a medium range, but not right. necessarily easy.
Right.
And then Rock Band, and then Lego Rock Band would be kind of like that easy to beginner.
Right.
You know, because, break into the gaming series.
You're going to see more, because this Beatles Rock Band thing has just been so successful. You're going to see, I think, more artist-branded Rock Band games. And those have to be accessible enough so that the entire, as far as, at least I would say, the game distributor is concerned, the entire fan base for that artist would find it accessible enough to want to pick it up and play. You know, so, for instance, it's kind of been let slip, even though Harmonix didn't want it to happen, that there's going to be a The Who Rock Band game.
Oh, damn.
Okay, and I think that it will fall in that same category as the Beatles Rock Band, in that it's got to be accessible enough for the people that enjoy The Who, which is going to be
a shit ton of people.
Okay, it's got to be accessible. So I think that you're now seeing the same with SingStar and, you know, the different...
Oh, God, SingStar.
You know, but the fact is, it's a really popular game.
Because
karaoke is something that everyone can do. Not everyone can do it well, but everyone can do, and it's definitely a party game.
Oh, yeah.
And in order to be a party game, it's got to be accessible. And that's one of the things that I think Rock Band really wasn't, as far as being a party game.
Right.
You know, more people, when they see that happening, are interested by it, I think, but find it to be a little intimidating. You know, like, we've been places where, you know, people are like, hey, come in, come on, play, pick up a guitar. And they're like, oh, no, thank you, that's cool, I'll just watch. You know, whereas with
those guys are pussies.
But it happens, and, you know, especially if somebody's never played one of those things before, you know, especially at a party, you're not going to be one to stop the middle of gameplay to let a new person come in and go through the tutorial.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, but with something like a Lego Rock Band.
Like L2 Play Loser.
You know, or a Beatles Rock Band where you have, you know, instant on and off, no fail, almost. I think that those are kind of, you know, Lego Rock Band is that easy. The branded rock bands are going to be your medium. And there's always going to be that rock band on the high end that is where your competitive play will happen, where your really difficult, you know, to play songs are going to be, where that hardcore music sim player is going to have a playground. That's just what it looks like to me.
Right.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, laying it out like that, then I would definitely see it that way. And especially because there's a Nintendo DS version of Lego Rock Band.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep. There's a little portable version. So, I mean, you can get some small hands-on experience there that could then, you know, lead to you wanting to try the actual, you know, peripheral, mm-hmm. which then in turn can lead you into the progression that we just talked about.
Right.
So, yeah, I can completely understand that. But it's very light. It's very happy. I mean, you don't bludgeon anyone with your guitar. I mean, that would, I guess, would be kind of cool. But I mean, they're not going to do that. You wouldn't do that in a Lego
Brutal
universe.
Legend is for.
You don't, yeah. You don't bludgeon people in Lego Rock Band. You don't. But I mean, from what I've played of it thus far, like, I really do like the songs. Like, a chunk of them are songs that I know that, like, my group of friends, when I would have them over, we would all know these songs. Or a good chunk of them, anyway. Like, I mean, like...
You know Life is a Highway?
Yes, by Tom... I can't pronounce his last name. But yeah, I know that song. Whenever I'm driving and I hear it, I'm like, yeah, harmonica! You know? Exactly. I mean, come on. And who doesn't fucking love Two Princes? Okay?
Well,
Who doesn't?
Me. That'd be me. I hate
that. Are you serious?
Song. Honey?
I love Two Princes by Spin Doctors. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you didn't have to hear it on the radio every 5 minutes all of your high school life.
Okay, well then, I'm sorry.
Oh my god. I was so tired of that video.
Or come on. Or Give Love Bad Name by Bon Jovi. You Give Love a Bad Name?
Look, I'm gonna...
Who doesn't love to sing that? You Give Love... I mean, come on. Dude, come on!
I'm not gonna harsh on the Bon Jovi, okay? I agree. I love the Bon Jovi.
So, I mean, these are songs that most of us, and I'll say us in your age range and mine...
Thank you.
...are familiar with.
We're in the same range, by the way. We're in the same demographic, so...
I know, but I'm on the one side and you're on the other side.
We ain't that far apart, girl.
No, but there's side differences that need to be addressed. Regardless, a lot of these songs are songs that you and I would both know and would both sing.
Mm-hmm. Even and have on many occasions.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, would I say that this is a game that you'd want to put in your party arsenal? Yes. I mean, if you have a bunch of friends who love Legos and probably still have collections in their room that they just don't want to tell people about, they're going to like this game, and they probably already have some of the Lego games already. I feel bad if they have Indiana Jones, but that's beside the point.
Well, the new one is supposed to be better.
I don't know. So, I mean, like I said, I'll probably bring this up next week when we do our gift guide. I mean, parents, young parents who want to do something with their kids, but they're not ready to throw them into the, you know, the more mature adult aspect of, you know, game storylines and game content. This is a great place to start. I really do enjoy it. I mean, Eshmom was tapping her leg while I was playing earlier today. You know, but then again, anything that has anything music related, Eshmom's ready to break it down one time for you. So, I mean, that's nothing new. So, I mean... It's cheery. I really did enjoy it. It made me, you know, I mean, I wasn't like, you know, power sliding anywhere, but that's not what the game was meant to do. So, I mean, did it make me happy? Yes. Am I glad that I got it for review? Yes. After I play it and I get all my achievements, will I probably go back to it? Not unless I have other people in the house, because it's not meant to be played as a solo game. It is meant to be played and enjoyed by several. So get several people together. Get this game and enjoy your holiday season with some Legos that can't be put up anybody's nose.
Please don't put it up your nose. Your mom will
take it. I mean, that's a really big flat case. So, I mean, if you have a big enough nose, I mean, even then I wouldn't recommend it. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. So, I mean, I'm gonna give it, you know, a 4 out of 5. Only because, one, I haven't finished it, and two, I want to play it with some of my friends who are Lego aficionados, who fucking love Legos. Like, I fucking love Legos. But then again, who doesn't? Actually, if you don't, I don't want to talk to you. Anyway, I'm done.
You get that all out of your system now?
Yeah, because I fucking love Legos!
Legos are the shit. I'm not gonna lie. They're good things. They should be had.
Mm-hmm. By all.
Yeah. Just keep them away from your younger sister. She may go and fucks it up for everybody.
Anyway, but that's all I have to say about that. I want to tell you guys that, you know, probably a little bit before the gift guide next week, I will probably finally talk about Left 4 Dead 2. Because I'm just kidding. I'm just absorbed.
Don't you have a new toy that's coming in?
No.
Uncharted 2.
Oh, yes. I forgot, silly me.
You need your Ginkgo's biloba.
I mean, I had mentioned this yesterday. I thought I would be getting it today. But I gotta wait for the monies to clear, because I did get some monies. And I will be getting a PlayStation 3 within this week. And the game I'll be walking away with, you know, I was asking some people what they thought my first game should be. I mean, granted, Gino Baby was very, very generous several months ago and did give me Infamous, but I have to get that back from a reviewer of ours. So, I mean, technically, I already have a game out of the bat. But I wanted to walk out of the store with not only my PS3, but with a game also. So, okay. I mean, after tallying everybody's thoughts and, you know, opinions about the matter, it seems like Uncharted 2 is the way I should go.
It's the wiener!
And it's really funny because at first I thought I would go Demon's Souls, and everyone's like,
no! Uncharted 2!
Well, here's the thing. Everyone was like, well, if you like ass-raping games, well, then, yeah, you're going to love Demon's Souls, but it's hard as fuck on a Tuesday, which is hard to do, apparently.
What?
Fucking on Tuesday is hard.
Okay.
But I mean, all right. I mean, I couldn't decide because at first I'm like, maybe I want to play Dragon Age. No, but I mean, no. I want to play Uncharted 2. I mean, I've seen some really great graphics. I've seen some game. I mean, I've even played some over with this particular reviewer.
No, because then we can multiplayer, you and me, on the PS3. And we won't suck because we'll be together.
So, well, anyway. With everything considered, it will probably be Uncharted 2.
Well, here's the deal. We're gonna put this out to you guys, okay? You're gonna go ahead and get Uncharted 2. But okay. I wanna know from you guys, if you were buying a PS3, and if you already have one, pretend that you were buying it new.
Pretend you were buying it for me.
What would be the game that Pandalicious should have?
That you're buying for me.
Drop us a line at questions@esh.mobi. And whichever game gets the most notoriety, it'll be one of the things that we add on to our gift guide.
And next then week. You could buy it for me.
And we'll give everybody credit who suggested the winning game. So it's questions@esh.mobi. Because I'll be honest with you, I really enjoy Uncharted 2. I think that it is a great game. It's one of the reasons that I started playing games more again on my PS3, because I enjoyed that game so much. I think that it is an example for what a good action game could be that features some strong females. I just want to see a real good quack, game. Quack, 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 quack. Stop it! Oh,
She goes again.
She does have a big ass.
I told you.
I went back and looked. I was like, yeah, her ass is kind of big.
Her monologue at the end of the thing was like, you're going to miss this ass. Well, I don't know how he could. It's fucking huge. I'm just saying.
You made me laugh in my lung.
Well, hurt. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Never mind. That's a bad thing. You know what I'm saying.
Okay, anyway.
And internet, you know what I'm saying too. You've seen the pictures.
But you the know. Game is one of a few that I played that tried to play like a movie and I think succeeded. And it didn't take away from the gameplay, which is why I rate it so high.
Mm.
If I was doing it again, I mean, today was going to be the day that I was buying my first PS3, it would be the game that I wanted to bring home. It would be the game that I hope people told me to bring home with my PS3, because that would set the bar for what a great PS3 experience should be. That's how much I like that game.
All right, then.
Naughty Dog, you kick ass. call me.
And Naughty Dog is hiring.
Yeah, they are hiring. I saw that.
It flashes on the game.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh, they are. Oh.
So if you're looking for a job and you can do gaming stuff, like...
Naughty Dog's hiring.
Yeah.
So is Harmonix.
Yep.
I guess it's the time of the show when we remind you to check out the things that we write on a regular basis and, you know, get the podcast too on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com. Or you can use the short address, which is...
ESH.mobi. That's ESH.mobi. The short address will bounce to the long one, and you can check out any articles that have been written within the week. If you have any questions about those articles or just questions for us, you can email us at questions@esh.mobi. If you aren't listening to us on iTunes, you can check us out there. You can plug us into any RSS reader, any podcast search engine, and we're also a part of the All Games Network.
That's right. You can catch episodes of our podcast airing weekly on the All Games Network, found at allgames.com. Our show is on Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, which works out to be 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. So make sure that you check us out. And if you're needing a little bit of extra love on the hump day, bounce over to All Games a little bit earlier and catch out some of the other entertaining things that they have over there, like Dead Pixel Live.
Or Video Game Outsiders.
You can listen to Fantastic Forum.
Gametopias.
In-game chat.
And then there's Bobby Blackwolf's show and Friday Night Gaming.
There's also OLR and Chatterbox. So there's great, great stuff over there to listen to. They can pick up where we leave off. So make sure that you check all that stuff out. And when you do, remind them that you heard about it from Electric Sisterhood. Because, you know, we told you.
Yeah.
That was us. Okay? That was us. So I'm just saying.
Damn.
You can also check out our other entertaining things. So remember, Boston Bastard Brigade, found at bostonbastardbrigade.com, helmed by our very own King Baby Duck, as well as Geek Aggro, hosted by our very own Deuces Wild. Make sure you Google it. Fucking Google it. Because they're
www.fuckinggoogleit.com/org.net.
/biz. Anywho, make sure that you check those out, and you can also follow the randomness and weirdness and funness that is us on Twitter. I can be found at twitter.com/ninjasista,
and I'm twitter.com/ladyesh.
You can also follow King Baby Duck at twitter.com/king_baby_duck, and Deuces Wild at twitter.com/deuceswild. Ha! See how that works out? You can even get our news stuff, just in case you don't want to do the RSS thing, by following our news Twitter at twitter.com/ESH News.
ESH News.
Bong. So with that, I'm gonna have
ESH. Sorry.
I'm gonna have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, it seems about done to me.
So what are you doing with your toast?
I'm gonna convert my toast to Legos and then put it down a highway while doing Life is a Highway by that guy named Tom... something.
Tom Cochran.
Yeah.
But
that guy.
But in the game, they use the Rascal Flatts version.
I know, which is totally lame.
I know. I just looked that up, and I was like, oh, man, that's lame.
They need to get the Tom one. Get Tom. I want fucking Tom. Anyway. I have it on my iPod, so I'm okay.
What are you doing? I'm actually going to take my toast, huh, and I'm going to outfit it with the Assassin's Blade. And I'm going to use my toast to assassinate those who piss me off.
Like other toast?
Toast assassin. I haven't decided yet what my assassination target's going to be. But when I do, they won't see it coming. Boom, boom, boom.
Are assassins ninjas?
No, not necessarily, but they can be. It's kind of like, you know, a rectangle is always a square, but a square is not always a rectangle kind of deal.
That is confusing.
Okay, ninjas are always assassins, but assassins are not always ninjas.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out of here, folks.
See you next week.
Peace, bitches.